I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're celebrating the first broadcast of 2021. It's a brand new year with new possibilities. But that doesn't mean the challenges and lessons of 2020 get thrown by the wayside. We spoke with Andrew Scott, President and CEO of Operation Mobilization USA, about what Christians need to remember and do differently going into 2021.
As we think of a new year and we think of the reality that the number of unreached in the world are growing by 60,000 every day, I have felt for some time that major change needs to happen in how we do what we do. I think COVID has accelerated those changes. It didn't bring new weaknesses or create new weaknesses, exposed older weaknesses.
True joy is found in Jesus, and there are still people who don't know him. So what is God calling you to do this year for his kingdom? And the U.S., Canada, and the European Union have all begun mass vaccination efforts against COVID-19. Eric Berkland of China Partners says ministry workers planning to travel in 2021 will have to think about getting vaccinated.
U.S. travelers or international travelers who are going to mainland China will most likely have to prove to the government there that you've been vaccinated. And that's when you receive a visa. Like, my visa right now is a 10-year visa that is invalid now. And so I have to reapply for my tourist visa.
China Partner hopes to send a team to China before the summer and again in the fall, connecting with local pastors there. Despite the pandemic and a tense political situation between the U.S. and China, Berkland says Jesus is on the move. Pray the Chinese church will continue its rapid growth in 2021. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And on behalf of the MNN team, Chris Ruge, Dodd Morris, Katie Harth, Kevin Zeller, Morgan Hanum, Lindsay Coe, Anna Deckert, and Rachel Pfeiffer, we want to wish you a time of rest, peace, and joy today. Happy New Year. I'm Ruth Kramer.